So here at the Brighton and Hove Grown launch party, and I'm joined by
Rebecca Turner.
And the title of your show is
Rice Tits.
Okay, now there's a interesting title. Just a bit, what's behind the title?
It's inspired by the traditional drag queen culture of when maybe very new drag queens will basically, at the very basic level, put rice into tights to create fake tits. And that's kind of what it's inspired by, rice tits.
What made you decide to do this show?
I wanted to kind of, in a way, build up my stamina to do a longer slot, because in the past I've done quite a few 5 and 10 minutes, and I wanted one, write new material, but also kind of grow and try and maybe get even longer slots in the future, but just try and build my stamina at the same time to half an hour show.
So this is you taking a big step in your own development as a performer then?
Definitely trying to, and hopefully try and work on it in the future as well.
So what research did you do for this?
Generally it was a lot of, as I say, writing new material and then also practicing on stage. It's not really something you can research at home. You have to learn what works on stage. So it's a lot of kind of more physical practice in that sense.
And I guess you went to see quite a few shows, did you?
Yeah, just all the comedy shows that I've been in, and then loads of other stand-up shows, and then just watching comedy on TV.
Did you meet any performers of drag queen world?
I haven't recently, but I did do a project on drag queen culture, so I do have some idea, and I am a bit obsessed with drag queens as well. So,
did you write a script?
Mostly is script based, but hopefully when you get a bit more confident rehearsing your set and your material, you kind of get a bit better at improvising and going off piste in that sense.
So describe one of your rehearsals.
It's hard to explain. It's very chaotic on stage, but at home, you can't really judge it as well, because there's no audience to laugh or not laugh. So it's just practicing and going through the motions, and perhaps going through the timing sometimes as well.
It sounds like it's a really good idea to do shorter spots, try material out before you commit to a longer show.
Definitely, it's definitely good practice, and also you kind of, it's a bit easier to manage. So instead of doing very early on a huge selection of half an hour, you can then do smaller sections that are very quick fire, and then you can just test maybe even newer bits as well within that.
So when you come off stage tonight, have you got people you're going to look for feedback from?
I'm not sure yet. Let's see how I do on stage first, I'd say.
Yeah. And what do you do to warm up before you go on stage? How do you get into the zone?
Generally, I know quite often there's definitely the nerves that do set in, and quite often when I'm talking to someone before I perform, I get fidgety hands, where my hands just get up closer to my face, and they're all more awkward nerves. But definitely, it's just more of the nerve side, definitely.
And finally, what would be your invitation for people to come and see your show?
I'd say, if you witty, acerbic type humour, a little bit sarcastic, and also I would best describe it as a cultural calamari of a stand-up show. So lots of fun.
Thanks for talking to Fringe Review.
Thank you, Fringe Review. Bye.